WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The city of Bryan has started a study that will lead to how changes will be made along William Joel Bryan Parkway in Bryan between the freeway and Texas Avenue. City Manager Keene Register presented an update at the last city council meeting.
Initial drone-based surveying was recently completed. Initial property owner meetings start January 17th, to be followed by the first general public meeting happening as early as February 8th. A web page for the project will be utilized to keep interested parties up to date on the progress. That website is www.wjbproject.com.
The joint project with the Texas Department of Transportation and the Metropolitan Planning Organization will consider, among other things, safety issues and possible drainage and stormwater improvements. It's been 10 years since state officials have awarded an affordable housing tax credit project in the city of College Station. The city council at its last meeting approved this year's application, which is a 132-unit senior complex south of Baylor Scott & White Hospital. Jerome Rectrick was among those to bring up the developer's offer to pay to bring city utilities that will serve additional development east of the freeway between Rock Prairie and William D. Fitch.
In addition, there are no buildings in and around that area other than Scott and White, so you're not going to, shouldn't have any opposition from anybody on the site.
There were 7 proposals by 5 developers, and the council's choice was not what staff recommended. The American Red Cross in the Brazos Valley is seeking volunteers for Sound the Alarm, an event promoting home fire safety and the proper use of smoke alarms. Disaster Program Specialist Nate Kidwell says volunteers will install new smoke alarms and replace batteries in existing ones.
Before I started working with the Red Cross, I did not know that smoke alarms expire. They expire after typically 10 years. Some are only good for 5 years. It has been my experience so far that probably about 80% of the homes that we've gone in had expired and the homeowner didn't even know.
Kidwell says their goal is to be the first Red Cross office in the state of Texas to install 1,000 alarms in one day. Sound the Alarm is this Saturday, but there are volunteer opportunities leading up to the event. You can go online to soundthealarm.org to sign up. The Twin Cities now have a second Ronald McDonald House family room. The newest one was dedicated last Friday at College Station Medical Center. Speakers included the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Texas, Carolyn Schwartz. Schwartz thanked community members, donors, and the Med.
Our families sometimes are here facing the biggest challenge of their lives. And your great medical staff combined with our facility for housing and comfort is going to be of great benefit. So thank you.
The 1,000 square foot space features a living room, 2 bedrooms, a kitchen, and 2 full baths. Pictures are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 39 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
It's time to go Texan in Brazos County on Saturday, January 20th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Live and silent auctions, plus you can dance to the music of Crossroads. Help the Brazos County Go Texan Association support educational scholarships to graduating FFA and 4-H seniors. $10 pre-sale tickets available at Catalina Hatters and Cavenders, or $15 at the door. Remember, go Texan on Saturday, January 20th at the Brazos Center.
Good morning, it's 710, News Talk 1620, WTAW, in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather sponsored by Ground Shuttle. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute at groundshuttle.com. Ground Shuttle, making a difference.
Sunshine will give way to increasing cloudiness today. Temperatures climbing up to about 55 to 60 this afternoon. Rain tonight becoming windy. Lows dropping down to around 33. The rain may start to mix with some sleet or snow overnight. Tomorrow, snow, sleet, and rain. Windy. Temperatures near 33 in the morning. It turns colder, though. Look for the precipitation to end tomorrow night. Skies start to clear. There could be some icy spots, 20 to 25. Sunny near 40 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. It's Monday, guys. It FYI. Yep. Coming up in sports, a little bit of the Monday blues, I think, for Fighting Texas Aggie basketball. Both the men and the women came up on the short end this weekend. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Billy Kennedy following the guys' loss to Tennessee on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Aggie women came up short to Georgia yesterday. Also, Kevin Sumlin looks like he's landed back on his feet, as if that $10 million buyout wasn't going to hold him off for a little while.
Yeah, really.
He's now going to be getting paid by the University of Arizona, reportedly, and supposedly they're going to be having the big introduction press conference later on today. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, plenty of NFL. The playoffs, of course, ramped up this past weekend. We now have our AFC and NFC championship matchups set. A pretty exciting couple of games yesterday as well. So we'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
So Keith Jackson passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Whoa, Nelly.
50 years working for ABC.
Yes. Yeah.
Pretty much amazing. He went to Washington State. I didn't know that. He
was
a Washington State alum. Now, again, back in the day, let's go way, way back in the mists of time.
Whoa.
When not every football game was on television. In fact, there was usually one football
Very
game.
Very few, yeah, exactly.
You know, and so they would choose a national game. And so to get Keith Jackson to come to your town, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Keith made a few appearances here.
Okay.
But one of the things that Keith Jackson always talked about was, and again, very few networks and a lot of sports,
mm-hmm.
ABC had Major League Baseball playoffs. Well, that happened in October.
Right.
As does a lot of important college football games. Well, Keith Jackson was their guy, so they wanted to have him announcing as often as they possibly could.
Gotcha.
So in 1980, Keith Jackson called the Oklahoma-Texas game, got on a chartered jet. They helicoptered him from the Cotton Bowl to Love Field, got on a chartered jet, flew him down to Houston, got in a helicopter, and they flew him to the Astrodome. So that he could get there like in the middle of the game and finish out that game.
Wow.
Yeah. That's Don Drysdale did the first part of the game, and Keith finished the second part of the game. They said when it was all said and done, he missed college football and baseball calls three times because they were heads up. He would call his choice was to call postseason football or regular college football as opposed to postseason baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when a guy named Al Michaels got his job.
Yeah,
he
gotcha.
Was like the number two guy behind him. But back then, they wanted him there as much as they possibly could.
Yeah.
Did you know today is the 51st anniversary of the very first Super Bowl?
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Did not know
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I know you forget about that
yeah.
kind of
right?
stuff, right? 35-10, way back in 1967, I think tickets were $12.
The oh, my gosh.
The most expensive tickets were $12.
$12.
Also, somehow I thought this was longer ago, 9 years ago today was U.S. Airways Flight 1549.
Mm.
Hit a flock of geese, remember,
yep.
after takeoff?
Yeah.
And we found out who Sully Sullenberger was, and they made a movie about it, and
yeah.
he looks just like Tom Hanks in that movie, which
I never,
is really cool.
I never did see that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, it was a pretty dramatic thing, and we got to see the real deal. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
I mean, television was right there. We saw those people out there on the wing of the airplane. It was pretty dramatic stuff.
I bet.
Without a doubt. And Real News was there to cover it.
So. You know how comforting that would be, though, if somebody got on the plane? They were like, yeah, I'm your captain for today, Sully Sullenberger.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, okay, we're good.
Yeah, it's
we're,
all right.
We're going to be all right.
Come on, geese.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll be just fine.
So one of the few things that SNL actually does is pretty funny. They had a skit a while back when Tom Hanks was there, and it was right after the movie came out.
Okay.
Sully came out, and it's him and Alec Baldwin, and he's coming. Basically, it's Sully Sullenberger coming back. He's been, you know, doing the tours and everything
else.
He's been out of the game for a little while, and he shows up in the cockpit, and he's expecting that he's going to be flying this plane.
Yeah.
And oh, FYI, Alec Baldwin's actually the pilot. You're the co-pilot because you haven't flown in forever. You have to spend a certain amount of time, and it just shows. Basically, Tom Hanks is Sully Sullenberger trying to take over
the
flight.
That's a pretty cool
premise. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Not bad at all. Okay, so your new best friend is Shane Missler.
Okay.
He's 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Port Richey, Florida.
He's the one who won the lottery.
He is.
Yep.
$450 million.
Man.
20 years old.
All by himself. He doesn't have to split it with anybody.
Ugh.
He says, I'm only 20, but I hope to use this to pursue a variety of passions, help my family, and do some good for humanity. He said he wasn't really surprised when he realized he'd won the lottery. He had had a feeling.
He won?
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Oh, all right,
I had
sure.
a good feeling about this one.
That's it. Cash payout of $281,875,000. I read someplace that because of the tax change, he made $7.5 million more. Okay, because the tax law went into effect. So anyway, fourth largest in Mega Millions history, 11th largest in U.S. history. And I don't know, you know, some states you cannot remain anonymous, so maybe he could not remain anonymous.
Can you remain anonymous here?
I don't know.
In Texas?
I have no idea. I haven't won, so I don't know. so anyhow, it's kind of interesting that a 20-year-old would have that, and he... Certainly, the quotes are very positive, so we'll...
I guess he could have he can have a celebratory beer, can
Not yet.
No,
not legally.
Maybe mom and dad can buy
That's
him one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Buy him a beer. All right. So anyhow, they've done research on the most common surnames in U.S. America. Most common surnames in U.S.
Smith.
America. Yeah, you know, Smith, Williams, Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Those Jackson's a pretty good.
Yes, Smith. Smith is a biggie in a whole bunch of states, which... You would certainly understand. But there are some regional differences. If you're in the Northwest, you're more likely to come across an Anderson than a Brown, which is slightly more common on the East Coast. Only in the southwestern portion of the country is there really a lot of variety. States like Texas, California, New Mexico, and Arizona have large Latino populations, and they boost the variety of names, Garcia, Hernandez, Martinez, and Chavez. In fact, in Texas... Garcia is number one.
Oh, really?
Yep. Smith is number two, and Martinez is number three.
Okay.
So just telling you.
I'll bite.
Yeah, it's it. And in California, it's Garcia, Hernandez, and Lopez. So all three.
Okay. Wow.
So just a little bit of a difference, but it is still the Smiths who basically are winning it as far as most of the states in U.S.
Or what are the Joneses? Keeping up with the Joneses.
I know. See? That's, you know, and there's some, let me see, I'm looking for Jones here. I see Jones is in Virginia in third place, and it's in Maryland in third place, but it's not first place anywhere.
Oh, wow.
And it's not second place anywhere. It's only third, and it appears to be only in the, and Kentucky is Jones.
See, y'all have some special surnames. Mine is just kind of common.
It's
kind of
my... That's right. That's that could be a little bit different for you. That way maybe you're sitting next to somebody in class who has the same last name as you, right?
Yeah.
Chelsea and I, not so much.
Not so much, no.
Okay, so, it's one more thing now. If it's not global warming, it's baby poo that we have to be worried about. But here's the deal. Part of a child's development. Before they walk, they have to crawl, right? Isn't that what they tell us? You know, you got to crawl before you can walk. Well, a new study has found when babies crawl, their movement across the floor, especially carpeted surfaces, kicks up high levels of dirt, skin cells, bacteria, pollen, and fungal spores.
Ooh.
Yeah, see? And the infants, of course, inhale that because they're down there on all fours. We, way up here, 5 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
We don't get that stuff at our level.
Right.
So
you're not supposed to let your kid crawl?
Well, no. See, and that's the whole thing. It's not. As alarming as it sounds, researchers at Purdue say that this isn't necessarily a bad thing. Many studies have found that inhaling exposure to, like, microbes and allergen-causing things can, in fact, play a significant role in both the development of and the protection from asthma and allergic diseases.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So if you get asthma, you must not have been a crawler as a baby.
Well, no, I think that's just what they're telling us is it is what it is, and what are you going to do about it?
That's the same thing like kids eating dirt. Let them eat dirt.
Yeah, it's drink out of the water hose.
Yeah, be okay. Yeah, see, that's hard to find. Look, you think about that. I mean, we think nothing of drinking out of a water hose.
Right.
How many houses have irrigation systems now?
Oh, true.
I mean, think about that. You just mentioned it, and I just thought of that.
So, yeah, very few people need a water hose.
There may be a hose hanging on the side of the garage.
Right.
But do you get the kid to go turn on the water system and then just put his mouth down by the sprinkler?
Probably, yeah.
Go get you a drink of water, Johnny.
Either that or get it out of the swimming pool.
There you go.
Oh, even better, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chlorine.
Kills everything.
While we're talking babies, expectant moms have long complained about inattention, forgetfulness, and reduced cognitive functioning during pregnancy. Well, apparently, they weren't wrong. A new study has called it baby brain.
Baby brain.
It does exist, okay? Combined data from 20 other studies reported that relationships between pregnancy and brain changes. It's a real, real thing. Results showed that when pregnant women are compared to non-pregnant women, they perform much worse in tasks like measuring memory and executive functioning. Ah,
because maybe they're a little preoccupied with the child they're growing.
Because
well
like
be.
A parasite, the baby is just sucking the wisdom out of you.
Dang babies. So selfish.
We have no science to back up that statement. But
I'm just
fine.
Saying the baby is sitting there and it's taking the nutrients. It's taking your brain power.
And not surprisingly, the difference is most pronounced in the third trimester.
Oh,
yeah. Just saying. So maybe you need to take off a little bit earlier than you planned to. See, just letting you know. So the flu's out there. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Yeah, it's intense.
It is. Now, this is one of those kind of unintended consequences that we didn't plan on. A shortage of intravenous fluids and bags because of the severe breakout in the flu has forced U.S. hospitals to try new methods to deliver some medicines.
Oh, okay.
Now, it all started actually back with the hurricanes in Puerto Rico, because one of the primary functions was that, you know, the medical supplies have to get to the United States, but
right.
a major manufacturer named Baxter International had their plant in Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
Produced 44% of the IV bags that are used in hospitals.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Well, they sustained major damage. And so as a result, that kind of slowed things down.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a situation where we got to have these fluids, and they're hard to come by. So as a result, it's affecting all sorts of shortages, especially because of the flu season. And hospitals, doesn't say what they're doing, but hospitals apparently doing some untraditional things to be able to deliver medicine to people.
Interesting. Now, we didn't have this story in the news, but it was in the news, just not ours. The two inmates at the Montgomery County Jail have actually died because of the flu, who had the flu.
You know, I heard
died.
That story, mm-hmm. and I think you said it properly. They had the flu and died.
Correct.
They may not have died from the flu.
It does say the official cause of death has not been determined.
Yeah,
so
I'm guessing that they probably need to make, and again, prison population where they're all close together,
mm-hmm.
the opportunity for any number of things to be able to be passed would be increased.
Right. It does say the sheriff's office has issued a statement that the jail is taking extra precautions to ensure sanitation of all inmate areas, as well as providing enhanced medical screening and protection for everyone.
Wow.
So,
did you see this airplane that skidded off the runway?
No.
In Turkey.
Ooh.
A little scary. 162 passengers and crew aboard the Pegasus Airlines 737 miraculously escaped with no serious injuries reported. Authorities are yet to establish what led to the airplane veering off the runway shortly after landing. Pretty dramatic shots, as you see, because it's right on the ocean. It is on the ocean, and it's just kind of stuck, pointed toward going into the water, and for some reason it stopped. They did have video on the inside, and people were So not like as panicked
ice,
as I thought.
Ice or anything?
No.
It wasn't ice. It just skidded
right
right
on the ocean.
The...
Oh, how
yeah,
bizarre.
In northeastern Turkey. Again, 162 people, and everybody seems to be okay. But, yeah, pretty dramatic stuff
yeah.
to look at.
I don't know how...
Brass Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Not
I,
a
I was
problem.
Trying to figure out exactly just how far from the beach it was. As I had seen the pictures, I mean, it's not far
no, it,
at all.
No, it's right it's, there. It,
right.
Had the plane gone another 20 feet, the nose would have been
Ooh,
in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
it's...
crabs were holding their collective breath.
There you are. 724.
In commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the George H.W. Bush Presidential Center, a special Bush Library exhibit will celebrate the three entities of the center, the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum, the George H.W. Bush Foundation, and the Bush School of Government and Public Service. Some of the main features of the exhibit include photographs, awards, numerous artifacts, and more. This exhibit will be on display through January 6, 2018. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater are now United Ag and Turf, your local John Deere dealership. Stop in for our customer appreciation sale going on this month only. Get great deals on John Deere tractors, mowers, gators, and attachments. Save big. Now is the time to buy. It's more affordable than ever with finance options as low as 0% for up to 84 months. Plus, get even more for your trade. There's never been a better time to buy a new John Deere. Stop in today or visit us at UnitedAgandTurf.com. Offers end January 31st, 2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
726 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Doing some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Kim will call it 268 Roof. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be okay today, 62 or so with light winds out of the south. And then tonight is when things change. Rain will probably happen starting in the middle of the night and might be mixed with some sleet. Low temperature will be down around 30 tonight. And so when you wake up in the morning, might be some stuff out there on the streets, and there might not. We'll just, quite honestly, going to have to wait and see. We do have a 60% chance of precipitation during the day. Probably after 1 o'clock, we may have temperatures that will fall to around 27, and that's when it gets problematic. Chill factor, 15 to 25 is what they're telling us, with north winds about 15 to 20 miles an hour and gusting up to 30. Right now, they're saying the chance of accumulation is really not that good. But, hey, till it gets here, we didn't expect that last thing that happened. And then Tuesday night, we'll be down to about 20 degrees. The winds start to fall back a little bit, and that'll be a little bit better as the balance of the week. We'll see sunshine on Wednesday with a high temperature of about 40. Same thing for Thursday as well. And then when we get to Friday, we're back up to 57 degrees. So kind of chilly here in the early part of the week, and then gets a little bit better. So currently, we've got winds out of the southeast at 5. Our chill factor is 35. Fair skies, air temperatures 39.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last Thursday, Nancy Pelosi was asked about the ongoing negotiations over the so-called Dreamers, the children of illegal immigrants who are also here illegally. Pelosi told reporters she has a nickname for the group negotiating the deal. The five white guys, I call them, she said. She wondered if they're going to open a hamburger stand next or what. Now, two of the five white guys Pelosi referred to are Republican leaders Kevin McCarthy and John Cornyn. The other two are Democrats, Dick Turbin, and Pelosi's number two, Steny Hoyer. The fifth is John Kelly, the White House chief of staff. Pelosi claimed a deal could have been done months ago, but this week they're saying, oh, let's get four white guys and General Kelly to come and do this. Well, apparently Pelosi's remarks did not go over well with her team. Republicans are so used to Democrats' racist slams, they didn't even bother to respond. But her guy, Steny Hoyer, took aim at Pelosi's racial remarks. He said, that comment is offensive. I'm committed to ensuring Dreamers are protected, and I will welcome everyone to the table who wants to get that done. Steny, chill out, my man. Give it time. You'll get used to being ridiculed and attacked merely for being a white guy. It's bound to happen. I mean, what does the content of your character have to do with anything anymore anyway, Steny? As far as she's concerned, you're a white guy, and that makes you the enemy.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent?
ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Five developers were interested in applying for state tax credits to create affordable housing in College Station. The council chose at its last meeting to support a 132-unit senior complex south of Baylor Scott & White Hospital. Mayor Carl Mooney was among those bringing up that the developer and not the city would pay for extending utilities that would serve the complex and additional development east of the freeway.
We have spent considerable time concerned about property taxes and trying to find ways to decrease the impact of cost of this growing city on our current property owners. And to have a developer who's willing to come in, and particularly at the 10th, 11th hour, they will bear the cost for oversized participation, is really something that says that that whole MMD area that we're talking about now will have a chance to thrive.
Councilman James Benham also noted this proposal has local financing and a pledge by the local landowner if the project moves forward.
The money and the proceeds of the land sale will go to a local foundation that will be giving, you know, grants out to local organizations as well, because the Wheelers have established a foundation or trust that receives the proceeds and then gives those out here locally.
The council's choice was not what staff recommended. The City of Bryan, the Texas Department of Transportation, and the Metropolitan Planning Organization are looking into possible changes along William Joel Bryan Parkway between Texas Avenue and the freeway. City spokeswoman Kayla McCain says those who live along WJB and those who drive the major thoroughfare are invited to keep tabs on a consultant study that recently began.
We are in the planning stages. We're looking to get the feedback from citizens. If you are a resident within that area, you should have already received a letter. If not, you will be getting one very soon from our consultant that explains the different things that we're going to be looking at with mobility. So that includes people walking, people on bicycles, as well as cars.
While the study will not be completed until this fall, the first city meeting with property owners will be on Wednesday. The date for the first public meeting is February 8th. The city has created a special website, wjbproject.com, where you can monitor what's happening and sign up for email updates. For the second time in 3 weeks, Bryan police has made a prostitution arrest at a local massage parlor. 56-year-old Rory Zhao of Bryan is out of jail on bond following her arrest last Friday. According to the arrest report that followed the woman agreeing to engage in illegal contact with an undercover officer for $40 at the Rose Spa on East 29th. After the officer said he would come back another time to do the act, the woman told him she thought he was with the police. After the undercover cop left, uniformed officers entered the building to make the arrest. College Station police report a man described as heavily intoxicated was the victim of an armed robbery in the Northgate District just before the bars closed early yesterday morning. The victim reported he was robbed at knife point by two black men after being dragged into an alley off of Nagel near University. The victim lost an undisclosed amount of cash and an e-cigarette, and a phone that was also taken was found. You might see American Red Cross volunteers walking through your neighborhood this Saturday. It's part of the home fire safety event, Sound the Alarm, where volunteers are offering free smoke alarm installation and battery replacement. Disaster program specialist Nate Kidwell says volunteers are still needed for the day of the event, but there are also volunteer opportunities this week leading up to Sound the Alarm.
Volunteers and local partners can canvass neighborhoods prior to leave door hangers and let folks know that we're going to be there. Installing free smoke alarms on the 20th, replacing batteries in existing alarms, and helping those families create escape plans.
Kidwell says you can find more information and sign up to volunteer online at soundthealarm.org. There are still more than 10,000 Texas families out of their homes thanks to Hurricane Harvey. Governor Abbott's office has announced those victims can continue living in short-term housing approved by FEMA until March 12th. After 9 months of construction, the second Ronald McDonald House Charities Family Room in the Brazos Valley is now open at College Station Medical Center. America Farrell, CEO of the Med, remembered being skeptical at first, but with the help of Katie Scott, who spearheaded the project, she realized just how special this family room would be.
A lot for NICU babies, but ours is going to be able to take care of kids up to 21 years old. So if there's a family that sent their child off to A&M, and the child gets sick and maybe has to have gallbladder surgery, I'm just saying, whatever, they can stay with them. Isn't that wonderful? So even though the concept developed around babies, and Katie herself has been such a strong friend of the Med and has had babies here and everything, but when she laid out this whole vision for me, I got it.
The Med's family room features two bedrooms, laundry facilities, and a kitchen, among other things. Pictures from last Friday's ribbon-cutting ceremony are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 39 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at RadioAggieland.com. You can stream us from anywhere. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or a Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing on Toyota trucks. Hurry in today. Toyota, let's go places.
Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 1/31/18.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cold weather and some precipitation head our way. That's not a great mix. We'll see increasing cloudiness today, and the sun will give way to the clouds, 55 to 60. Rain tonight, becoming windy, a low of 33. The precipitation may mix with sleet and snow overnight. Snow, sleet, and rain tomorrow. Windy, temperatures dropping from 33 into the 20s. Precipitation ends tomorrow evening. Watch for slick spots. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow night, 20 to 25. Sunny near 40 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was a rough weekend for Aggie basketball. The men fell to number 24 Tennessee, 75-62 on Saturday. Coach Billy Kennedy after the loss.
Tennessee was more disciplined than us offensively and defensively. And I've got to do a better job coaching my team discipline-wise.
Hear a little bit more from Coach Kennedy coming up. Also, the Aggie women came up short to Georgia yesterday, 92-84 in overtime. So a heartbreaker at Reed. It was the Aggs' second straight overtime game, by the way. Of course, they won that first one against Tennessee last week, knocking off the number six Lady Vols. So we'll talk about that as well, some other Aggie sports on the weekend, and NFL playoffs. All that more coming up in sports.
It was 12 in Minneapolis.
12, but they 12. Play inside.
Well, it was, 10 in Minneapolis. I think it was 12 in Pittsburgh where they were outside.
See?
Yeah. Yeah.
See all that
which
goes.
The Jaguars
Ooh.
Won.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a tweet, and I love the way that some things, you know, tie together. So the Eagles traded Nick Foles, who's their quarterback now, to the St. Louis Rams for Sam Bradford, right?
Okay.
Foles lost a job in St. Louis. Case Keenum took over.
He did.
The Eagles then drafted Carson Wentz and traded Sam Bradford to Minnesota. The Vikings signed Keenum, who replaced the injured Bradford. Foles returned to Philly. He replaced the injured Wentz. Now it will be Foles versus Keenum in the NFC Championship
dun, dun, dun.
Game.
Well,
boom! Yeah,
but none of them ever stocked groceries like that Warner guy.
So yeah, well.
Know. Okay, that's fine. All right, Turkey is on the Black Sea, okay?
Just FYI, it's not an ocean.
It's not an ocean, it's a sea. It's a
Either
Black
way,
sea.
That bad boy came awfully close to falling into whatever body of water that
really
was.
It really did. It's just kind of scary. Like in a, looks like it's a giant bar ditch, you know, except there's an airplane in there.
So. Yeah. Who Chelsea, did you see the picture?
No.
You didn't Google? All right.
Nope.
We'll have to share your picture then.
Okay, so let me see. Space, math, and airplanes. Is that it? Okay.
I just wasn't that interested, I guess.
That's, really? No, that's fine. That's okay. That's all right.
I mean, the story was riveting, but yeah, besides that, yeah.
Whatever.
Y'all painted me a good enough picture. I didn't even feel the need to go to Google.
There you go.
Now she's backtracking.
And, yeah. So I just thought, wow, I can visualize it, and I didn't want a real picture to ruin the picture I had in my head.
Well, too late. I already sent you one.
So. What are they? One of the great phrases of all time from Saturday Night Live from Christopher Walken.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
It's from an old bit.
Yeah.
Reason I mention that is because, well, cowbells, right?
Right.
You know, you just expect to hear cowbells. Well, apparently, this is kind of sad, cows hate the sound of cowbells.
Oh.
Yeah, who knew?
I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense.
So why they're always running when they have one
but
on?
No, it's just it's kind of loud, okay?
Yeah, you know, it's like an aggressive sound.
Got it, okay. So the bells are loud, and apparently cows have sensitive ears. I don't know if we knew that
okay.
or not.
Well, very tiny brains, so maybe.
Yeah,
I feel
I
sorry for all the cows in Starkville, Mississippi.
I was
going
to say,
especially on game day.
Drunk bulldogs are ringing their cowbells.
Clang, clang, clang.
Clang, clang.
The ones wearing bells eat less, chew less, and
oh
that
my.
Means, yeah, really, yeah, than the ones that don't have bells.
Man.
So if you wear, it's called the bell diet.
So there you are. That's it.
We
so,
never had any bells on our cows.
I guess it started back in the day when they had them up on the hillsides and the Alps and all that kind of stuff. And it was hard to find because, you know, you're not going to be running fence around stuff like that. And so as a result, you needed to be able to find your cows.
It wasn't very hard to find our cows.
Yeah.
Unless one of them slipped out and you had to go get them.
Well, and then that's part of it, too. But once again, you're not dealing with a mountainous terrain in East Texas. Right?
We have hills.
Yeah, but it's not a mountainous
terrain. Some small hills.
U.S. News and World Report. Just released its annual list of the best jobs in U.S. America to determine the nationwide ranking. A team of researchers gathered data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics on 100 popular jobs. Then they ranked each position based on characteristics like demand, the work-life balance thing, and growth potential. While dentists have been considered to be the best job in U.S. America for several years, one tech position offers a better overall lifestyle, according to the report. Because you don't have to look in people's mouths.
That's true.
Ah, I can't imagine that a dentist would be number one. I just cannot
really
imagine. Yeah.
I think I could have been a dentist.
Okay.
I think I could have done it.
Okay. The deal is, I mean, if your teeth are okay, that's fine.
Exactly.
But there are a lot of people out there
that aren't okay.
That aren't fine.
Right.
And even after you've had the hygienist come in there and clean them, you go,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think about that, too. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, it wouldn't be too bad. And then, yeah, you think about people who come in there that don't
the
take care of their
other
teeth.
The other day, I actually had my dentist clean my teeth. So I didn't even have to wait for the consultation afterwards. I was one and done.
Interesting.
Man. Yeah. All right. He must not have anything to do.
No.
So, software developers earned the highest rank on this year's survey of the best jobs in U.S. America.
Mm.
Not only do these skilled techies earn an average salary of $108,000, they get to talk down to you. No, they didn't say that. Mm. But also, they're likely to get hired fast. And the huge demand of software developers isn't expected to drop off anytime soon. So software developer, then dentist, then physician's assistant, then nurse practitioner, then orthodontist.
Radio co-host would be the last one on the list.
So these are all medical people here.
Right.
I mean, you know, you got your PA in there, got your nurse practitioner, and you got your orthodontist.
Because they get paid, and it's not like you're going to be running out of, you know, people, medicinal folks. I mean, not like
medicinal
you're gonna,
folks.
Medicinal
caregivers,
folks.
Caregivers.
Yeah.
Well, and they're also, they're medical, but they're not necessarily, you know, ER surgeons or where they're having to deal with a lot of very serious cases or death.
Daily stuff.
Right.
Daily stuff.
Hey, until you find some kid that hasn't flossed his teeth in about 3 years, don't be talking bad about the dentist, all right?
Okay. New survey reveals 75% of U.S. Americans who purchase gadgets like streaming devices or smart TVs or printers or Wi-Fi routers, try setting them up on their own.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Study reveals that nearly a third of those give it up. Call tech support. Get the geek over there.
Yep.
Be nice to your nerds.
Geek squad.
Yeah. And so you're lucky you've got one in the family.
I do. And it's great. He was over at the house just this past weekend helping my roommate with something.
And you see, and that's the thing is that especially if it's a member of the family, then you can say exactly how stupid you were.
Right.
Over not being able to get that thing attached.
Exactly.
I'm holding this in my hand. It's supposed to attach to this, and they say they don't see each other. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Nothing's more frustrating than when you're on the phone just trying to work over stuff.
See, well, I've got one of those issues I've been working with a company. Yeah. But we're doing it by email.
Ooh.
Okay. And so I'm trying to say things, and they send me like one line email answer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, okay, they're in Europe. And so there's a time difference as well. So, like, tomorrow, my day is when the weather's going
to
be yucky.
What are you trying to fix?
I'm just trying to set up some stuff in my house.
Okay.
And so, yeah, as a result, and it's, you know, it's new
stop
technology.
Crying,
only
Zach.
European. Well, yeah. No. He's just like talking about having to call Europe and everything.
No,
I mean,
I'm not
going to
call
Europe.
I'm not going to do that. That's
email
for sure.
Europe.
How selling Girl Scout cookies came to be a thing. We'll tell you about that.
Okay.
Probably before 8 o'clock. And I did find the call of the New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
So we can listen to that, too.
Speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Childs Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Childs Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Every time I check the news, it seems like somebody is protesting somebody else. Don't get me wrong, the right to protest is an incredible American freedom. But when I see protesters rioting and destroying property, one thing seems clear. Most of them have no idea how to create lasting change. Rosa Parks did. She was a humble African-American woman with a conviction that she was determined to stand up for, ironically, by sitting down. In 1955, segregation required blacks riding a city bus to sit in the colored section. Rosa believed that was unjust. One day, the bus was full, and the driver told four black people to give up their seats to white passengers. Three of the blacks complied. Rosa, she refused. It was an historic moment that made Rosa Parks an icon in the civil rights movement, and which drew culture-changing attention to the indignity of racism. She didn't do it by burning police cars and smashing out storefront windows. She did it by living her life according to the virtues of justice and humility that she hoped to see in others. Using violence to communicate a message about positive change is self-defeating and overshadows the evil we're trying to confront. If we hope to create a better future for our children and grandchildren, we need to communicate in ways that affect positive and lasting change. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from KDP.
Salt is bad for everyone on the planet, and no one even needs that, because, like, I read that on a blog.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. Everyone needs salt. Like we need water, salt is essential to human life. It can help keep our muscles strong and brain running smoothly. In fact, it's actually one of the nutrients that makes every cell in your body function. And that's pretty important, right, Katie?
I guess.
Everything's better with a little salt. Find out more at alittlesalt.org.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:51. A person familiar with the decision says Arizona is set to hire former Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Now, the person spoke to the Associated Press on Sunday on condition of anonymity because details of a five-year contract to replace Rich Rodriguez as coach of the Wildcats were still being finalized. Now, Rodriguez was fired January 2nd amid sexual harassment allegations. Sumlin was fired after six seasons at Texas A&M, where he led the Aggies to a 51-26 overall record and a 25-23 mark in the SEC. It was a tough weekend for Aggie hoops. On Saturday, the Texas A&M men committed 17 turnovers in a 75-62 loss to number 24 Tennessee. Coach Billy Kennedy said afterwards that the Aggs were just outmatched.
We lost to a better team. Tennessee was more disciplined than us offensively and defensively, and I've got to do a better job coaching my team discipline-wise.
After suffering a myriad of injuries and suspensions the past couple of weeks, the Aggs were back to full strength on Saturday, but it still wasn't enough as they fall to 0-5 in SEC play. On the women's side of the court, things went down to the wire between number 17 Texas A&M and Georgia yesterday, but the Lady Bulldogs managed to come out on top in overtime, 92-84. Freshman Kennedy Carter scored 31 points for the Aggs, making her the program's all-time leader for points scored in a freshman season. Now, with the loss, Kennedy and the Ladies fall to 14-5 overall and 3-2 in SEC play. To get Coach Gary Blair's take, as well as Coach Billy Kennedy's for the guys, tune into the coaches' radio shows tonight starting at 6 right here on WTAW. Some big men's games going on this evening. Number 18 Miami plays host to 7th-ranked Duke at 6 o'clock. And number 23 Florida State heads to Boston College at 6 o'clock as well. Now the highlight will be at 8 when number 12 Kansas pays a visit to number 2 West Virginia in a Big 12 matchup. Coverage begins at 7:45 over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Head out to the track where the number 10 Aggie women and number 17 Aggie men swept the field of the Ted Nelson Invitational. Of the 14 victories the Aggies produced on Saturday, 8 by the women and 6 for the men. 5 wins also included a runner-up performance in the same event, while another 4 victories were joined by a third-place effort. Out on the tennis courts, the 7th-ranked Aggie men toppled Arizona State 6-1 yesterday afternoon in Tempe.
It was a second straight season opening win on the road for the Aggs and their third straight season opening win match overall. A crazy finish yesterday between the Vikings and the Saints.
Keenum is in the gun from his 39. Four-man front, six in the secondary. Shotgun snap. He moves up. He throws a long line drive on the near side. Leaping to a catch made. Oh, my goodness. It's going to go in for the touchdown. Grabbed by Diggs. He broke a tackle. 61-yard touchdown throw. The Vikings have won.
Kevin Harlan with the call on Westwood 1. Case Keenum connected with Stephon Diggs for a 61-yard touchdown on the game's final play as the Vikings stunned the Saints 29-24 to advance to their first NFC Championship game since 1999. They'll take on the Philadelphia Eagles, who edged the Atlanta Falcons on Saturday 15-10. Now for the AFC title game, it'll feature the New England Patriots, who rolled past Tennessee 35-14 Saturday, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, who stunned the Pittsburgh Steelers 45-42 yesterday. On the basketball court, the Spurs and Rockets are back in action today. San Antonio is in Atlanta, taking on the Hawks at 2, while Houston is in L.A. to face the Clippers tonight at 9:30. Meanwhile, out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are on the road as they pay a visit to the Boston Bruins at noon. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2015 Ford Expedition EL 4x4 has got factory warranty with payments as low as $499 a month. Again, a 2015 Ford Expedition EL, almost a brand new car, payments as low as $499. Again, it's Team Ford of Navasota off of Highway 6. You go south from Collins Station, you can't miss them. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
Hi, this is Dennis Kabetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. This colder weather can be tough on your car battery. Have you had yours checked out? Don't be left in the cold. Stop by Interstate Batteries today and we'll perform a free battery check. We can determine if you need a new battery or if it just needs to be charged to get you back up to speed. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see the experts at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
It's time to go Texan in Brazos County on Saturday, January 20th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Live and silent auctions, plus you can dance to the music of Crossroads. Help the Brazos County Go Texan Association support educational scholarships to graduating FFA and 4-H seniors. $10 pre-sale tickets available at Catalina Hatters and Cavenders, or $15 at the door. Remember, go Texan on Saturday, January 20th at the Brazos Center.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu.
About 3 minutes till, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. You can text us or call us even if you're not working today. You can do that.
Okay. Yeah, you can.
How would they do that, Chelsea?
979-695-1620 is the number. Go ahead and just save it in your phone book.
That's right. You can do that. So, yes, an exciting finish to that football game last night Minnesota won with time expiring on the final play. Wasn't as fun in the radio booth for the Saints.
Fence coverage again.
Third and 10 from the Viking 39. Precious seconds left on the clock. The Vikings need a completion and an apparent field goal attempt. Here's Keenan dropping, looking, throwing near sideline, and it's caught by Stephon Diggs. He's going to take it inside the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown on the final play of this game. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He could have came up and just tackled him. He stuck, put his head down.
Are you kidding me?
Put his head down and completely whiffed.
Yeah, just whiffed. And he's a rookie, too, safety for the Saints. Yeah. And I felt bad for him. But that's a little tamer than I thought it would be. I was expecting somebody to get on there and be like, it's down, throw it down at one, back to a pass. He throws a long way. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I
was expecting some Cajun guy to be on there just going nuts.
They don't have Cajuns doing that. But anyway.
It would be fun, though.
Shoot him.
Shoot him. Shoot him, Elizabeth.
Anyway, that's pretty unusual.
Yeah.
So, Girl Scout cookie sales coming up. It's that time, all right? Individual troops began organizing cookie sales as early as 1917.
Wow.
To fund the troops' activities. First record of a sale was the Mistletoe Troop in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Oh. Muskogee, Oklahoma.
December of 1917. In 1922, Girl Scout magazine, The American Girl, suggested cookie sales as a fundraiser and provided recipes. Then in 1933, Girl Scouts in Philadelphia organized the first official Girl Scout cookie sale, selling homemade cookies in the windows of the local utility companies. First Girl Scout cookie recipe was a sugar cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to go wrong with that.
Yeah. Hard to go wrong with a good old sugar cookie.
1936 is when the national organization began doing that Girl Scout cookie sale.
And slanging cookies for a while.
There you go. That's it. Let's check the weather because it's going to be different tomorrow than it is today. Just saying. High temperature today, about 62 with sunshine. That ought to be nice. Then it gets cold tonight. Chances some sort of wintry mix, and 30 will be our lower. High tomorrow will be 32.